Well, back home, there are large numbers of people waiting for a hospital bed again today. The situation at Cork University Hospital and the city's Mercy Hospital has prompted the HSE to ask people whose problems aren't urgent to seek treatment elsewhere. According to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, there were 767 patients on trolleys this morning. The HSE, which compiles the numbers in a different way, put the figure at 521. Either way, there are serious issues in several hospitals. Joining us is Dr. Alan Watts from the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine, who's also a consultant at University Hospital Limerick. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. Clearly, there are problems in many hospitals at the moment. Why is that?
Well, very simply, it is a capacity issue, and it has been a capacity issue for a very long time. I graduated from medical school 20 years ago, and I remember as a junior doctor, Mary Harney coming out with her 10-point plan to deal with the quote-unquote emergency department crisis. And in the ensuing years, the capacity issue has just gotten worse. And so ultimately, it is a problem of capacity in the acute hospitals. So patients present to the emergency department, they are seen by an emergency doctor, and over 75% of those patients who present to an emergency department are then discharged. So it's that remaining 25%, approximately 25% across the country, in all emergency departments across the country, that then need admission for treatment or for further investigation. And unfortunately, the bed capacity is just not there to accommodate them, and patients end up waiting on trolleys for a hospital bed.
You're in Limerick, which as usual has the highest number of people waiting for admission. How would you describe the situation in the hospital at the moment?
Again, it goes back to an issue of capacity. So there are patients on trolleys in the emergency department. There are patients on trolleys on the wards. And this is not where patients should be in order to get the care that they require, get the best care that they require. There have been numerous international studies which have demonstrated that patients who ultimately wait for longer than 8 hours or 12 hours, that they do less well, that it increases morbidity and mortality when patients are waiting for a hospital bed because of capacity. And a study out of France a few years ago demonstrated that that was actually exacerbated in those who were over 75, who were waiting for a bed overnight between midnight and 8 a.m.
Again, looking specifically at Limerick, I know a new 96-bed unit is due to open later on in the year. How much of a difference will that make?
I think it will make a difference, absolutely. We are looking forward to those beds being opened, end of quarter two or beginning of quarter three. And I think it will have an impact. But if you were to look again at our capacity and compare our capacity with, you know, per thousand population, and if you were to compare that with the national average and then the OECD average, we pale in comparison. So the OECD average is 4.3 acute beds per thousand. The Irish average is 2.9 per thousand. And in Limerick, it's far less than that. So the 96 beds will be very welcome. We would be hopeful that it will have an impact. But at the moment, we probably need in the order of somewhere around 300 beds in order to have that flexibility. So no hospital should ever exceed a capacity of about 85%, approximately 85%, 85 to 90%, in order to have that robust ability to admit and discharge people in an efficient manner. And certainly in Limerick and probably Cork, Galway, several of the hospitals in Dublin, Drogheda, et cetera, some of the busiest places around the country, their capacity is probably at 100%, if not higher.
Dr. Alan Watts from the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine, thank you for talking to us on the programme.